Creating a grocery budget can feel challenging and a little bit overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be that way. Today, I'm sharing my 3 tips to help you create and maintain a family grocery budget that works for you so that you can achieve financial success in other areas as well. So whether you're new to the budgeting game or you've been at it a while, grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to 3, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley, and today I'm excited to chat with you about the grocery budget. Specifically, we're going to cover what a grocery budget actually is, and then I'm going to give you 3 simple ways to create your family budget so that you can stick with it. Because we all know that success is dependent on the follow-through, and we can't follow through if we do not have a plan. So today, I'm going to help you create that plan. And I know this is an important topic, especially right now as we're dealing with incredibly high prices for food and for household products and for pretty much everything else. But when I asked family and friends what the hardest part of sticking to their budget was, it has come down mostly to the grocery budget. And I think that that's terrible, right? Because we have to feed our families. So today my goal is to take some of the guesswork out of creating a grocery budget that works for you and your family. Now, put simply, your grocery budget is a certain amount of money that you set aside for buying groceries, household essentials, and food supplies. When it's used properly, your grocery budget should really help you to manage your spending, make smart choices at the grocery store, and to ensure that you have enough money for those other expenses so that you can achieve your financial goals. Ideally, your grocery budget, when it's done right, will allow you to stick to the allocated amount, and it prevents the need to borrow or steal from other budget categories in order to meet your family's nutritional needs. Okay? It sounds simple, right? Well, yes and no. The idea behind it is simple, and yet putting a grocery budget into action can feel really challenging, especially when you're just starting out. So if you're feeling challenged or a little overwhelmed by how to make this all work, you are not alone. Creating your family budget just comes down to knowing a few things, and that's the truth of the matter. So let's go ahead and walk through these things. First, you have to know your general budget and how much you can allocate to groceries in total, okay? If you only have $200 per month to spend on groceries, then the last thing you want to do is tell yourself that you have a budget of $600 per month and then end up failing each and every month. No, you want a grocery budget that fits within your income and it doesn't prevent you from achieving your other financial goals, whatever those might be. So once you know how much you can spend on groceries each month or each week, depending on how you break down your budget, a lot of people will break it down monthly just based on pay periods, and some others will break it down weekly or biweekly depending on how often you get paid. So once you know the amount that you can spend during whatever amount of time that is, then it's time to determine how much you will spend, because a grocery budget is designed to help you do more with less. So we're aiming for the least amount that we can spend and still feed our family. By doing that, we're able to allocate more towards achieving those big financial goals, like paying off debt or increasing our savings funds or whatever else it might be. And I know, sometimes we don't even think it's possible or maybe even worth it to put this work in, but 10 years ago, Justin and I decided that we were going to half our grocery budget so that we could place additional funds towards debt payoff. It seemed absolutely impossible and kind of crazy at the time, but it absolutely wasn't. In fact, by following the tips I'm about to give you, we were able to do just that, and all without sacrificing healthy food or full tummies. So knowing that, I'm going to give you my 3 tried and true tips to help you create a manageable grocery budget for your family. Tip number 1. Review previous months. And this is a great starting point whether you're creating your first grocery budget or you're just looking to find additional savings. Go back through the last 3 months of your bank statements and add up every grocery store charge. Don't leave anything out, okay? Because this is going to give you a really good idea of where you've been and what you need to do going forward. And the truth is that it's really super hard to cut back when your family is used to eating a certain amount of something, but by knowing what you have spent, you'll be able to accurately determine a grocery budget that won't have you failing month after month. So start by reviewing the previous months, okay? I recommend 3 previous months just because you will start to see a pattern, all right? Tip number 2 is to price check different stores. If you have found in your review that you just did of the previous months that you're spending a lot more than you actually have to spend, then it's time to make cuts. But before you cut out everyone's favorite foods, I want you to consider spending a few hours with one of your typical weekly grocery lists and adding up the prices at different stores. You might find that you're able to save money just by changing locations. In our case, we have a lot of grocery stores around us, but I know that we save significantly if we drive a little further to a grocery store that's just out of our area. Sure, the 15 or 20 minute drive is kind of an investment, right? I mean, we definitely have to pay for gas and that type of thing to get there, but by doing so, we know that our money goes a lot further, and I mean a lot further. So I just want you to take the time to check prices at different stores. This might seem inconvenient right now, but my guess is that you're going to thank yourself later when you see the savings applied to one of your bigger financial goals. Tip number 3 is to make cuts or substitutions. Once you know the price of your typical grocery list and the amount that you've consistently spent on groceries over the past few months, at that point, it's time to determine where to make cuts. Of course, if switching supermarkets has made the difference that you need, then you might not need to do this step, but I think it's worth looking at anyways. After all, any savings is good savings, right? You might start with a family budget meeting. At the very minimum, you're going to want to have your spouse on board, but if you have older kids or teens, it can be nice to include them in this part of the process. After all, the more buy-in they have now, the more tolerant they're going to be when their favorite foods start to disappear. Together, I want you to determine the following. What can you cut out completely from your grocery budget? Maybe it's expensive cereals, carbonated drinks, candies or cookies, or something along those lines. Cut it out if it's not completely necessary. What substitutions could you make or are you willing to make, right? Maybe it's beans for ground beef one meal a week, or maybe it's quinoa for rice because it's cheaper in your area. Maybe you choose frozen veggies over bagged salad and also end up not wasting as much. Those are all good options and potential substitutions that you could choose if they are actually less expensive than what you've already been using. What items stay on your list no matter what? I think this is a question that you definitely have to ask because there are certain things, even in our home, where I'm like, that is absolutely going to be something we buy, even if it's more expensive than an alternative. Okay, so make sure you know those things so you're clear on expectations and, you know, what you're going to plan even for your meals and that type of thing. Once you know all of those things, it's time to rework your grocery list to reflect those items, okay? The final step in this process is to make the determination regarding how much you're going to spend each week or month as part of your grocery budget. For the sake of this example, I'm going to talk about it from a monthly perspective, okay, because that's what I do. But you could also do this from a weekly perspective as well if that's how you budget and that's how much income you have in, okay? Just take the number that you end up with weekly and multiply it times 4 to get that monthly amount, Okay. So let's go ahead and say that Jane has gone through her budget and she's made the determination that she can reasonably allocate $500 per month without breaking other areas of her budget. Awesome. That's the maximum that Jane will be spending each month going forward. Next, Jane went through her bank statements and she realized that she'd been spending $550 per month on average. Of course, at this point in time, she's probably panicking a little because she knows that she doesn't have that much to spend going forward. But knowing that, Jane took the time to meet with her family, do some price comparisons at the different supermarkets, and she's able to make some cuts and substitutions that everyone approved of. Because of that work, she was able to get her monthly grocery list down to a total of $400. That's a lot of savings, right? So Jane knows at this point that there's no way that she and her family are going to be able to keep up with the status quo. There will have to be changes because they can't afford anything over $500 per month in groceries. But that's no problem because she's been able to get her grocery list well below that maximum. The question at this point becomes, which amount should Jane choose? Should she stick to the maximum to give herself a little wiggle room? And the maximum was that $500 that she could actually allocate each month? Or should she aim for the lower number, that $400 grocery list number, so that she can potentially save a little bit more money? Well, my recommendation to Jane would be to consider splitting the difference, at least to start with, because the truth is that those first few months of a budget, whether it's your grocery budget or any other kind of budget that you're creating, those first few months can come with expenses that you just don't anticipate. It's just the reality of the situation. So by giving herself a little leeway, Jane will be able to cover those additional expenses and account for them going forward. And if she doesn't need the additional money, then she can just put it towards one of her bigger financial goals. That's a win-win for everyone, right? Of course, your needs and your goals are unique to you, so give yourself the freedom to make the decision that's right for you and your situation. Alrighty, let's do a quick review. If you want to create a family grocery budget that actually works for you, consider the following. First, review the previous months. I recommend 3 months just so you can kind of see whatever patterns or trends are emerging. Number 2, price check other stores. Seriously, it made such a huge difference for us, and I know that it could potentially make a huge difference for you as well. 3, make cuts or substitutions, and do this with the help of your entire family, okay? Just because the more buy-in they have, the better off it's gonna be for everybody. And honestly, at this point in time, I just can't stress it enough how important planning ahead is, including meal planning, okay? When you plan ahead, you are so much more likely to achieve success within your grocery budget. So if you want to see additional savings, then make sure to check out the show notes because I'm going to leave some resources there for you to check out. Whatever you decide, I just want you to know that I am cheering you on. You've got this. Have an amazing day, and I will chat with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.